USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We got a little bit lucky. It was very big. It was very powerful, but it passed quickly.
President Trump speaking there at FEMA headquarters. The president says he is being kept up to date on damages from Hurricane Laura, which has been downgraded to a tropical storm. The president continues.
We'll probably be going on Saturday or Sunday, and we'll be heading to Texas and Louisiana, and maybe an additional stop.
After two nights of protests starting out peaceful and turning to rioting and looting, Kenosha, Wisconsin Police Chief Daniel McInnes says Wednesday night's protests were an improvement, but there were still a few arrests made.
We thank those yesterday who peacefully protested and obeyed the curfew. Unfortunately, not everybody did so. The sheriff spoke that it was a less tumultuous night, and I would agree.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The director of the Centers for Disease Control is issuing new guidance for coronavirus testing days after a quiet change sparked protests from some in the scientific and medical communities. In a statement, Director Robert Redfield says those who come in contact with confirmed or probable COVID-19 patients could be tested themselves, even if they do not show symptoms of the virus. The CDC revising its testing guidelines earlier this week, limiting to those who show symptoms. Redfield said the guidelines issued on Monday had been coordinated with the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Firefighters are making headway on some of the wildfires in California, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
California firefighters making progress in their battle against wildfires as tens of thousands continue to evacuate. Over 700 fires have started in the state in the past 2 weeks, and 7 people have died in the fires.
USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as one of the strongest hurricanes to reach the United States shores was now downgraded to a tropical storm, the storm definitely did damage. Laura packing winds of 150 miles an hour when it made landfall last night. Jordan Smith is part of the nonprofit group, the Cajun Army. What they do is go out and assist people who chose to ride out the storm. He joins Fox News and says there's a lot of people who don't evacuate.
Especially people on the coastal areas that flood first. Those people are so familiar with the water and the boats and their home. They feel like they can ride it out, and in past storms, sometimes you can. But this storm was just huge, and it had a lot of devastating effects. So sometimes people get caught up in that and don't realize the true danger in front of you.
And finally, writing on Instagram on Thursday, former Chicago Bears linebacker Brian Urlacher is putting some perspective in his opinion on the NBA players boycotting on Wednesday and Thursday. They're expected to get back to action over the weekend. Urlacher writing, Brett Favre played a Monday night football game the day his dad died and threw 4 touchdowns in the first half and was a legend for playing that game in the face of adversity. Urlacher continuing, NBA players boycott the playoffs because of a dude reaching for a knife wanted on a felony sexual assault warrant was shot by police. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.